is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love When Calls the Heart.
You know what, dude? I'm just done. Sometimes. I'm tired of it. How about a little bit of professionalism?
I'm canceling my Bramble Jam Plus subscription.
I just did, and I'm out. And I also like When Calls the Heart.
I'm out because I don't like the bits, but I despise When Calls the Heart. And this
is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast. Go Dogs!
Go Doggies!
Go Doggies!
Go Dogs! If you really know the team, it's Doggies.
Go Doggies!
You're a poser.
Yeah.
Dan, I know the team. I'm part owner of Brandon Gray, part owner of the Western Bulldogs.
You're part owner Brandon Gray, part owner of the Western Bulldogs.
I'm. This is what I want to say. Here's what my card says. My business card. Lover of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah.
co-owner of the Bramble Jam Podcast Network, co-owner of the Western Bulldogs.
If you could tell someone to...
Dude, it's a great two truths and a lie now.
It
you
is.
You can say we're...
Yeah. Australian footy team owners? Yes, it is. If you were to tell someone, go ahead and invest and be a member of the... a co-owner, a partial owner of the Western Bulldogs, or put that money in Dogecoin, what would you tell them?
I've gotten more joy out of just being an owner of the Western Bulldogs in my short stint.
For the sake of my investment, I would say buy Doge, please, everybody.
I didn't tell you. I made a switch.
What did you switch to?
It worked out well for me.
Did you go Safe Moon?
Safe Moon?
Safe Moon's the big one.
Not on your
safe
life.
Safe Flight Repair.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Safe Flight Replace.
When it got down to... 29.7, so almost 30.
Your tough day, yeah.
I sold them.
Sure.
And I bought into Proterra.
Okay.
Not a crypto. It is the company, the energy company that did the new solar buses in Greenville. Oh. And they went on the market, and I went in on them right away. They started at 16 a share. I got in at 16. It's up to 18 a share right now, $18 a share. And then Doge dropped to 23, got my 1,000 coins back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You bought the dip.
Bought the dip.
That's what you got to do.
Now, Solar Moon, on the other hand, what Safe Moon? What are you talking about?
Safe Moon. Yeah, Safe Moon.
You got Safe Moon?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
What's Safe Moon?
My friend Trav is all about the Safe Moon.
I keep hearing from my sister.
Well, here's the thing is there's all these little penny boys out there.
There are.
And you could get in and get out quick, but they're not on the Robin Hood. And so then I got
to get a wallet.
My sister-in-law tells me about XRP, Ripple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Ripple's the super conservative one that's going to take over as the main exchange, so they say. But they're in a big lawsuit with the SEC. Mm. So they're not on any, they're only like on one app. It's like, I don't know. I
mean, they won't let me be. Let me see.
XRP.
yeah, I also
this
just
looks like a coin for thee, so everybody up buy XRP.
It's so crypto. Hey, hey, hey. That is the type of stuff that only
Trump 2020. Trump 2020. Trump 2020. He was robbed. What? Did somebody say what? Calm it down.
I'll just say it's impossible to be robbed of something you want.
Okay.
So everybody quick buy XRP.
Hey guys, we're talking about When Calls the Heart.
You know we got some Trump stuff in early because it's When Calls the Heart. What's great is that the Trump people won't know the Eminem joke.
That's true.
Na 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 na. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Old Eminem or newer Eminem? Where you at?
Old. Come on.
Body.
When Calls the Heart, season 3, episode 7.
He's answering new.
I am.
Who are you?
I'm new M.
You're new M?
Yeah, that's my rap name.
What do you mean you're new M? How do you spell that?
Are you Eminem?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm just pro new Eminem, and I only rap about it.
So you rap you're a rapper? About how great new Eminem is.
Yeah.
New M.
Yeah, new M. You get it.
You got a little something for us, a little demo for us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's hot.
Hit that track.
New Eminem's better than the old Eminem. You heard it first here, dog. All right. Turn my bass up.
New M.
That is the worst flow I've ever heard from a rapper of any kind.
You just don't understand odd.
I don't understand odd. True. You want to hit that synopsis, B?
Go, New M. Go.
Wait, call so hot. I love Elizabeth and Jack. You get it. It's whack.
I'm starting to think that New M is a robot. And hear me out. One, didn't realize the beat was playing. So somebody had to hit play on the thing. Two, it sounds like a robot. I'm going to say it from now on.
I'm here. Dropping beats.
Wake Up the Heart, Season 3, Episode 7. It's called, what's the episode?
Forever in My Heart, nope. Part 2.
Big Hearts and I Cannot Lie.
Treasures of the Heart.
Heartbreak. It originally the aired...
Treasure of Sierra Heartdre.
Heartbreak. It originally aired on March 27th.
007, No Heart to Die. Jaws, Revenge of Heart Jaws. Indiana Jones and the Hardest Crusade.
To Heart the Handle.
To Heart.
It's getting hard in here. So Jack kissed Elizabeth.
I like when calls the heart so
I'm gonna
much.
Show my knees off. Getting crazy. Getting crazy. Boy, New M popped us off.
I tell you, he does it every time. You think he's not very good.
Does it gotta get wild up in here?
Originally aired on March 27th, 2016, and it went a little something like this. Almost Jack lost. And Bill arrest Gowan after finding tree spikes.
It just hurts.
After finding tree spikes in his automobile. Automobile. Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Automobile. That's the way they said it. Automobile. Jessica Biel. Seventh Heaven. There's a great episode out there, guys, of stuff you've never heard, unless you're a Brainwater Plus subscriber. It's called, what was the name of that podcast?
Today's Big Thing.
Today's Big Thing. Nora is there to witness all of this. Gowan agrees to appear in court, but he says, I'm innocent. And Bill, you're just trying to get at me because I'm getting with Nora. And Bill says, nah, man. Becky is working hard on her project and not nearly as hard on walking. Elizabeth is concerned about that fact. Rosemary and the director of the movie in town
talk.
Why are
you in the Chick-fil-A app? Right?
Because they just notified me that I'm getting free delivery, and I think it's because I hit the highest status, signature status.
So what, you're getting free delivery right this second?
No, I'm just checking.
Then shut it down.
Just want to see. Okay, no, I'm not getting it. It's not. Yeah, no, it's
the
not.
The lack of respect you have for brand synopsis is unbelievable.
You missed a walking joke.
No, it was I a good it. One. I laughed at it. I laughed at your walking joke.
It was a delayed
joke.
Courtesy laugh, saw them live.
How were they?
They were okay.
Showed up late. They opened for New M?
They did.
Rosemary and the director chat about movie stuff. The director, his name's James Addison. And he says, I'm planning on shutting this movie down because the lead actress quit. But you know what? I got another idea instead. Rosemary, how about you star in the movie now? Abigail and Frank talk about stuff. Frank encourages her to Frank encourages her because of the whole thing that's going on with the aunt to just be there for the kids and love on them and stuff. Jack says, hey, Elizabeth, I want to read what you've written so far for your book, and I'm going to make you dinner as a nice exchange. And so she says, cool. Abigail and Elizabeth talk about how Cody and Becky's aunt is here to take them, and I'm very concerned about that. When they enter the room, they see the aunt. Her name's Caroline. has already told them about the fact that she's taking them. They're all very concerned, and Cody, being someone who never overreacts, storms out of the room. Later, Abigail confronts Caroline about telling the girls without her permission and expresses concern over the move. Gowan offers Jesse a job in a typical shady Gowan way, as it's dark outside, but there's a light that's just hitting Gowan at just the right thing. Babe, you got it. Jack tells Elizabeth that she needs to add more stuff to the book. They kiss. Rosemary and James, the director, they talk, and James wants her to move to Hollywood after the movie she's starring in. The movie's called The Reluctant Bride. Is she a reluctant actress? We'll find out. we find out that Jack's still trying to get that land. Do you guys know about the land that he wants?
Oh, yeah.
The banker says no.
No land.
The banker also mentioned that Dirty Wade, is planning on buying a house that he's currently renting. Jack then has an epiphany. Wade is a bad boy because he has money when no one else does. Bill and Jack confront Wade and some other guy in the woods, and they run. And there's a little bit of a fight and a tussle. Caroline tells Elizabeth that I'm not interested in furthering Becky's education. But then she goes to the science fair project, and it turns out women can be smart. And Caroline's like, well, I guess you should go to college. Becky stands up and walks to get her picture taken. It's very exciting. Calm down, guys.
It was unreal.
Abigail gives Caroline tips, such as the fact that Cody doesn't like mushrooms. Becky and Cody say their goodbyes. At the last minute, Caroline changes her mind, and they're like, Caroline, thank you. Becky does not win the scholarship somehow, but Caroline and her husband say that they will pay for the finest school. The movie crew left after Rosemary told the director that she's not going to move to Hollywood. Then Lee proposes.
Hello.
Rosemary says yes. Whoa. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart. Heartbreak.
You know what? You're right, though. Of the recreational drugs, Cody does the worst with mushrooms. And it's important that she know that.
Yes. I smoke marijuana all day.
Yeah.
Marijuana doesn't affect him anymore.
He had the shrooms at one time. He's been run out of rooms ever since.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this episode of television down.
You know what you should do is you should talk amongst yourselves if this is the best segment in DTH history. Because I think it might be.
Guys, just the other day I was thinking to myself, can life get better? I've got a wife. I've got my kids. I've got my boys. And I've got my Philo. And I've come to the conclusion it can't get better.
It can't. Not during Christmas in July anyway.
No, it can't.
Philo in November, December maybe.
And then I realized something. There's a way that it can be better.
What's that?
It's by getting the 25% off Philo that we're offering to our listeners.
Unbelievable.
25% off Philo.
25% off, it's already low price.
Yeah.
Under half of YouTube TV and Hulu Live. Wow. Unlimited DVR?
Yeah.
A whole year?
Yeah.
All the movies from Lifetime, Hallmark, Up TV, and more? What are we waiting on? Let's just go watch Philo.
Let's go right now. And you go to philo.tv/DTH. Make your life better by going to philo.tv/DTH, getting 25% off 2 months right now. The early vote is in. Best segments.
I didn't know you'd already hit the break thing. I thought I had caught it in time.
That's okay.
And that's sometimes we mess up. I mean, that segment was flawless until that moment.
Yeah.
We had it scripted to a T.
To a T.
New M, Eminem jokes, Trump jokes, knee jokes.
I like Mumford & Sons and I like Rem, but not as much as I like new Eminem.
We're talking about heart.
Little on the nose there from New M. Little on the nose. Just a little. Robots getting smarter.
It's getting too smart.
Advanced AI.
It's almost like he wrote that one out ahead of time.
No.
No.
He's good.
I don't think he did. When Calls the Heart, season 3. What you doing over there?
What?
New M. What you doing, New M?
I just write my flows. What you want me to do?
Season 3, episode 7, Heartbreak.
I don't think he knows what rap is.
I don't think he does either.
I like him, though. I think he's got potential. Let's break this episode. Just quiet down now. Enough of you. Until
maybe later.
10 minutes. Yeah. You can make us.
Entertainment section.
It's hard to say. Let's talk about the hot take where we share exactly what we found out in this episode. Panda, you've been down recently about When Calls to Heart. Mm-hmm. I want to know if this episode did anything inside of you, your heart, did kind of make anything better for you.
Yeah, this episode's just great. what do you want from me? Here's why this episode is better than what we've seen. Jack hits a guy with a gun.
Trips him.
Yeah, and that was cool. Bill Avery fights a guy with a wrench.
Yeah.
That was also cool. There's a proposal at the end of this. Mm-hmm. Did not see it coming. Mm-hmm. Did not. And Elizabeth's writing that book. And Cody's sticking around. So, yeah, it's a thumbs up.
Cody's sticking around.
Oh, we got some big kisses.
Yeah, big kisses.
Big kisses.
A lot of them, yeah.
So, yeah, if you're
into this kind of thing.
If you're into it, I would say, yeah, it's there.
I thought this was a quite good episode of When Calls the Heart.
Yeah.
There was kisses, as you mentioned. There was some tussles. And there was some forward motion. And I think that's all that we can ask for at this point.
Yep.
Is there forward motion? Did this episode have a purpose? I felt like this episode had a purpose. And for that reason, I'm going to say a great episode of When Calls the Heart. So congratulations, yep. We did it.
You Dan? Did it.
The episode did have a purpose. And that's the first time I've been able to say that in
weeks.
At least a dozen episodes. And that's probably being kind. Probably more like 14, 15 episodes.
Yeah.
Still just bottom of the trash heap from a entertainment standpoint. Still the low point of my week. Still haven't figured out how they screwed up the Gowan character. But we had a proposal and two fights and three kisses. I mean, if that's not something, I don't know what is.
It's way better than what you would think.
Proposal, two fights, three kisses. We're doing things here. Let's go ahead and crown it. Give it whatever we need to give it from an award standpoint. This is the best episode of When Calls the Heart we've seen since season one. And still not even in the not good category. So below not good, whatever below not good is, that's where this lands. Bad, 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 bad.
But it's growing. And I think that's what I heard there. As I'm going through.
This is just
going
to keep moving forward.
Yes.
You have that kind of hope. You have
so we're talking 25 episodes. Save it for the Hopes and Valleys segment, please.
Okay. But you think this is going to continue?
Yeah.
I think that this is the type of episode that we've been missing. And I hope, as we have two more episodes left in this season and then hopefully a big season with season four, I think this is an episode that could help just pick up the pieces so that we can
move. It's a fun move
forward.
You're doing there.
Just pick up the pieces. That's what I'm hoping for. It's heavy.
I legitimately do believe that this is a game changer.
Wow. I mean, said it. If you had looked at you during the episode, he called game changer, everybody.
Called game changer.
You know what would take it over the edge for me? More book talk. Book talk. Talk about that novel. I'm writing it.
Let's talk about all the feels. Part of the show, we talk about what in this movie episode gave us feels. Panda?
Coming in hot.
Okay, I thought the
proposal... Game changer!
listen. Game changer. That proposal at the end, did not see it coming. Surprised. I thought it was cute. I thought it was a cute boy. And so, yeah, that would be my feel.
Had we even established that they were dating?
No. Yeah. But it was kind of... dating wasn't really a thing until Josh Harris got into it.
Yeah, you're right. And then he kissed it goodbye. Yeah, unless and we forget. Said, but, like... Jack and Elizabeth have established that they're, like, dating. Like, even if it's not called dating.
Yeah.
And Lee has still been pursuing Rosemary, but they've never established that they were even, like, courting.
I feel like there was a scene where they said something.
I'll just go ahead and say it now. Like, it's just one of the most... it's a cool proposal because I do think that the two actors in it give it their all.
Yeah.
And I think they're the ones that make it work. Kevin and Rosemary.
Kevin.
Yeah. Pascal Hutton, Kevin and Pascal, they are great in the scene. It just happens to be one of the most unearned.
I don't think so. Proposals they spent so much ever. Time together. It feels like they've been hanging out. But it's like
she's in a
constantly.
Wedding dress. Why don't we have him propose? Will you rosemary me?
It's a pun. Love it.
Listen, guys, I know I'm a broken record here, but but good Lord, when those two, Elizabeth and Jack, are on screen together, having those moments, having those kisses, it is impossible not to feel something. The Grinch pre-heart transplant is getting feels. It's just good stuff. When
the
they are
Grinch pre-heart transplant is getting feels. What does that mean?
What that means is even the people with the smallest hearts, the coldest people like yourself, would get some sort of feels from watching.
Except
Jack.
He didn't.
No, he. Yeah.
No.
The Grinch. Your sentence was the Grinch pre-heart transplant is getting feels.
Yes.
Because he gets a heart transplant.
No.
He's saying before
right.
the transplant.
And that's how good that feel was.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he said.
The Grinch
I am saying.
You're standing by that
No,
one.
I'm not. No, okay. I am saying
what
that's
I'm
what
saying,
he's
saying. What I'm saying is not that complicated, boys. Pick up.
I picked it up, and
what
I'm telling you,
what I'm saying is this, is their chemistry on screen together is so good that anybody with even a little heart will have feels, such as the Grinch pre-heart transplant.
What's weird about this is that they had some of their worst stuff in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
This is the one episode where they have scenes together that I would disagree with you in 25 episodes.
You are Grinch.
No, I'm not. That's my
pre-heart transplant.
I've got pre. Did he have a smaller one?
A smaller one.
Wow. That's a prequel.
It's when he got Max that he had a little bit bigger.
So I just like, they're talking about.
And when I had Matt, I
he
mean,
reads
he got
some
Max.
Of her book and he's like trying to make edits.
It's just because
banter.
You hate
it's
the
so,
book.
No, it's terrible.
They kiss, they love. They love.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with Jack and Elizabeth right now and their entire their scenes together.
Jack and Elizabeth.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Gonna
sucking
get married one day dog. And then he's gonna die.
To me.
Oh no.
What'd you say? What are we gonna do now? Have Nathan Lucas.
Oh! Right
that was good.
Everybody, my name is New M, and I'm gonna drop a really good slam. I'm so cool with the DTH boys hanging out. Shout out, homies, Westside.
Oh no. And there's a lot there that if we could see Little M could possibly be very inappropriate.
I don't think so.
We can't see him though. I think he's a robot.
I think he's a robot. he's using keywords.
Yeah, it's a robot situation nothing. For
it's,
sure.
It's AI like we've never seen.
I'm glad we invested in it.
Yeah. What? Wait a minute. What?
Sunship. What was it called? Sunpalooza. What was the thing you told us to invest in earlier?
Oh, Safe Moon.
Safe Moon.
Safe Moon. It's crypto, but it's also AI for rapping.
Ooh, it's a both and.
To the moon. Safe Moon. Did we give all of our feels? Did you give feels?
I didn't.
All right.
Really.
We will come back after this break here. Check the hallway.
I never feel like less of a human than when you just go, all right, we're done with feels.
When I skip over your feels?
Yep. I mean, you're right to do so, but still
we're just speeding it up, man.
The hurt's going to, it's going to compound.
I'm right to do so, Jason Derulo. I'm plugging that into the AI. Just
be good.
Some different rhymes that I'm coming
see how
up
that
with.
Goes.
It's time for Wait What? It's part of the show we talk about this episode made us go Wait What? And I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, what are your thoughts on New M?
On New M?
Yes.
Cutting edge. I would say that he's probably one of the greatest steps forward.
Sometimes English is hard.
What do you got for your Wait What, pal?
The science fair scene in general.
Steps forward. Hi, I'm Daniel Pandolf.
What if I was a robot? Like all this time people thought.
Automobile. Jessica Biel.
So good.
Good, sorry.
No, it's just the science fair.
What about it?
The guy comes up and he says, I mean, he basically looks at it, he says, this is college level work. The whole scene is awkward. I mean, incredibly awkward. The
whole town's never seen college-level work before.
And then ever. There's a group of, like, I don't know, eight-year-olds standing all around him. Like, her competition is, in fact, like, six and seven-year-olds.
Yeah, it's like that whole group project thing we talk about a lot.
But then he says...
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine a world where you don't win. And then she doesn't win.
She did win.
The next round. They come back at the end and they say she didn't win.
Oh, At the end of the episode.
No, at the end, she's going off to
her aunt says she's going to go off to the competition in a week, and if she doesn't win,
she said she didn't win.
No, that would have been a
my fault,
haymaker.
Everybody. My
no,
fault.
That would have been
fault.
That would have been shocking.
Imagine the absolute just scrum between all those 6-year-olds to see who gets to be her group partner. They're all like,
it would almost be like
this.
The scrum like, that the Western this. Bulldogs put on against Melbourne.
Oh, look.
What's July coming 30th. Up at July 30th? July.
They're not going to know what hit them.
That's going to be a scrum for the ages.
That 6-year-old's like, the coal mine's just not taking any report card these days. I need a good grade on this engineering project. Gotta have it.
Suspension. Suspension.
Bridge. Crackers. Give me the bridge crackers. Shaped like bridges.
I got an idea, guys.
Marshmallows and toothpicks. Let's see how high we can make it. Highest one wins. Anyone? Yeah. Okay.
I crushed that. Guys.
You did. That was good stuff.
That was good.
I crushed that competition.
Almost as bad as Western's going to crush Melbourne on July 30th.
Oh. Yeah. Amen. Go, Bulldog. Go, doggies. Big dogs.
No, we won't take that trade.
No, gosh, no. Hang up the phone.
Dude.
They know better.
If they keep calling, you tell them Panda said no go.
Crocodile Dundee's been trying to trade with us for forever, since they heard we were part owners. Trying to get inside with the guys.
We're not going to take that trade.
No.
It's unruly.
It's crazy.
It's the easiest way I can say it. Do you have any more?
No, otherwise this episode's
airtight. Yeah.
I have two. One is the poor girl. Again, I know she can walk, she just doesn't want to. She's, you know, lots going on there.
What you just said is the most offensive thing that I think we've had on the show ever. I know she can walk. She just doesn't want to.
She has a mental disability.
Issues.
Yes.
Psychological.
Uh-huh.
She wants to walk.
She's lost the will to walk.
That's right.
Gosh, guys, come on. This is just woke. Words matter, this is just Brandon. Woke stuff.
I quit.
So.
Had nothing.
My point being this.
Hey, dude, your share in the Western Bulldogs just got bought out. You're out.
There's not enough money in the world that could buy me out of my shares of this here.
Blunt just told me he's back in. But he's also out with you.
The Bont?
The Blunt?
The Blunt is something we don't talk about.
Jason Derulo, don't you know? That was less input.
So,
Jason Derulo, don't you know?
They want her to take a picture because she won the thing.
Yes.
Right? And so the guy who was just standing next to her goes across the room. And they're like, it's picture time. She stands up. She walks over. That's really great. I just want to point out the photographer... All he would have had to do is this
That's
number.
It.
It's just a swivel for that picture. It's just a swivel.
But also, her walking in that scene, if she hasn't walked in months.
Amazing. Amazing.
Her walking is next level
good. She's amazing.
She looks like she's been walking her whole life.
Yeah. Are we to assume, though, that she's been practicing like in between? Like there's been some...
But she stays in the chair?
I don't know.
It's almost dangerous to practice with nobody around.
Yeah.
She had that little 5-year-old girl that was holding
I know.
Her
what
hand.
I'm saying is you're bringing in a possible scenario where she's been practicing, but
maybe Elizabeth is there. And
you think so?
Yeah. They're just in her free time. They're like, hey, do you want to take a stroll? And she gets up, does a little shuffle, and then shuffles back. And she's improved.
You want to take a stroll, she says.
What would you ask?
No, that's fair.
My last one is just about the film director, who is very, really just in love with Rosemary. But what,
They wouldn't hire her last
they
week.
They wouldn't hire,
clear.
But what happened to the actress? The lead actress just says that she quit. We don't know who this person was. We don't know the scenario. I am of the opinion, and I want to bring this to the writer's table here. The director, the guy who's in charge here, killed her.
Whoa.
Because he's in love with Rosemary and wanted Rosemary to come back to Hollywood.
Wow. I said what I said. And I'll say this. I don't buy that, but that's because my theory is that this guy's a crook and he's not necessarily making a real movie. And here's how I know this. He comes to town to spend a bunch of money, brings cameras and everything. They never shoot the movie.
Did they never finish it?
No, because Rosemary says she's not going to Hollywood. And he's like, look, if you're not going to be in Hollywood with me, you're not going to do this movie with me. And then he leaves town. But remember last week, we found out that he had hired everyone in town to play roles in this movie. So all of them are now out of a job.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any clout in Hollywood. I think he's just a hack and he's lying to everybody. That's what I think.
Boy, that's good.
Yeah. Unless you're not done, Brand.
I'm done.
My other wait what is, how did Jack and Bill find Wade in the woods? Because they didn't follow him. He shows up. They have this whole exchange. They listen to it. And then they ride up out of nowhere and they're like, caught ya. Like, how?
You know, when you have a gut feeling about someone, you got a gut feeling. He's the type of guy who does shady doings in the woods. There's only one place to do shady doings in the woods, and that's the clearing by alfalfas.
Yeah,
by
alfalfas. That's right.
So that's clearly the obvious place to go.
Yeah.
Is the clearing by alfalfas.
That and the fact they never made the movie are my two big wait whats. That's all I got.
Yeah. Movie just scrapped.
They even left the decorations at the very end. Like literally not just her wedding dress, the whole church is still decorating weddings.
Left it all. Yep.
Wild.
Wild. It's like it never happened.
No. Like a figment. Like that. Yeah,
it was
good.
A perfect sound for
perfect figment.
Boys, let's talk about those hopes and values, things that we are hopeful for and or worried about for the future of this year program. Panda.
Hopeful that a couple things. Here's, first of all, really excited about this engagement. I think they're going to go all out for the wedding. It's going to be real funny happenings as she's trying to plan the wedding. I think there's going to be a laugh a minute. I think I'm really excited about that. And I'm really excited about getting the sawmill back up and going. The town's been a little bit sadder, a little bit less hopeful. And so I'm excited about that. I also have a valley. And my valley is I am concerned that the days of us having a Jack and Elizabeth where Elizabeth is in some sort of peril and Jack rescues her, or Jack is in peril and Elizabeth goes and rescues him, they're no longer going to do that. Because we've had just a lot of talk lately. Right. And yep. Elizabeth, it seems to me, if I can be honest, it seems to me that they have actually really taken Elizabeth's character and made her unimportant in this show.
Yep.
Which I know they probably rectify that later, but I gotta be honest with you, the way it stands right now, she feels like a B character to me.
Wow.
And that is a shame. That's my valley. We need more Elizabeth. To me, she has, like, the only plot she has right now is this book thing, and everyone else has the more interesting plot line. And she just kind of drifts in and out of them and makes comment on them. And that to me is a valley. You are wasting her.
Yes.
That's a fair assessment.
That whole plot line, like in season one, it feels incredibly not only necessary, but just vital. Just like the lifeblood of the show. And now it's just like, we'll go over here so you remember why you're watching, but nothing important is happening with them.
Not really.
Nothing of any consequence is happening with Elizabeth at all.
Nope.
And especially with Jack.
And that's a waste. That's a waste.
I have a hope that is also a valley because I want this to happen, but I don't think that it will. I want, you know, we have these two episodes left in this season. Faith is here, and we don't really know why Faith is here. My hope is that, obviously, you know, I'm watching this in 2021, and so it is what it is. But I would love for Faith to just put it out there. Be like, Jack, I find you to be a boy that I would like. And him to have to deal with that in some way. Now, I'm not looking for a long, drawn-out triangle.
Yeah.
I just want, there's clearly stuff going on between Faith and Jack, and I'm worried we're not going to ever have, like, we're never going to deal with that.
Sure.
Because at the end of the season, you know, I feel like this is just where we're at. You know, they're in love, and she's writing her book, and it's happy, good times. So I want something to happen between Faith and Jack. I want there to be some sort of tension there, because I've been on record to say that I am, I ship them even more than I ship Jack and Elizabeth. And yep. I know I'm in the minority there.
We're on the same page.
But I hope that that happens, but I'm concerned that it won't. And Faith will just be there until whenever Paul Green comes to town.
Yeah. The hope is that we're another episode done. I don't know if that's a hope. I don't have any hopes. The valley is, you guessed it, Gowan. He's good again this week, guys. Is he a mass murderer? Yes. Did he commit mini genocide here in Hope Valley? Yes. Is he still going to get off the hook somehow and be good? You betcha. So dumb. Write better, everybody.
Could have happened to anybody.
Could have happened to anybody.
We did, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. Another episode down. Do we have a What's Calling
Pocket
My Heart?
Watch, no. Oh. Jack Smolder for me really low this week. 3.8.
Wow. Oh, 3. No, 8. Not for me. I think he had some good smolder as they were talking books. I would give it a 6.
5.7 for Brand. Oh, 5.7.
We got a bunch of new Wind Calls the Heart. What's Calling My Hearts? We did. This is from Megan Kozer. Kozer. Ooh. K-O-S-E-R.
The Coz.
The Coz. What's up, Dan
Coast
Brandon?
Coast to
Coast Panda.
AM.
You good?
I'm good.
What's up, Dan Brandon Panda? I'm a newer listener, and I am loving you guys. This is my new favorite podcast. Man, even with the bits, we get new listeners every now and then.
I don't buy it.
Happens.
A few things are calling my heart. Number one, microwave cheese sticks.
What?
Why is no one doing this? Am I supposed to?
I was about to go into a new M-bit, but now.
Am I supposed to be reading this as Jerry Seinfeld? Microwave cheese sticks. Why is no one doing this? Take a stick of mozzarella, mm-hmm. pop it in the microwave for 9 seconds. It's melty and gooey and so much tastier than cold cheese. I've already converted some family and friends.
I'm trying that when I get
wow.
home.
Bold.
So you just
cheese stick 9 seconds.
Not fried.
You just slap a mod stick
on a plate.
On a plate. Put it in there for 9 seconds.
Gooey
and
good.
And it's a little gooey and good.
Gooey good. Good.
I'll try it.
All right, Megan.
I am very intrigued.
You've thrown down the
Did
cheese stick.
Did you come up with this?
I don't know. Maybe
these are the brilliant listeners.
You can buy hot stick.
That called.
You can buy hot stick is not a sentence that makes any sense in any context.
You can do it.
You can buy hot stick. Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean
you can buy the hot sticks? I'm sure you can buy them somewhere.
Like they're freshly made?
They're constantly hot
sure that's
stick?
That's the idea.
No.
Door kitchen it.
They're constantly hot?
Yeah, just 9 seconds. It's a 9 second bit.
That's
I mean,
cold.
Think about get lunch. Oh my gosh. But you could get lunch, a little fast bit.
You can, what was the original sentence?
You can buy hot stick.
You can buy hot stick. I'm sorry, Megan. I'm doing my best here.
What else did she say?
Number two, Aaron Krakow's wig in season 5.
Whoa.
Look out. Wait. Coming in hot. Aaron has had short hair since season 5, so she wears a wig.
Ooh.
In season 6 to 8, it's passable, but they really dropped the ball in season 5, and it gives me so much joy to look at it. Go ahead, look it up right now. Megan, I already like you. I can already tell.
She's great.
Like you're gonna fit in well here. You need to join the Facebook group ASAP. I started listening to you guys after watching the downer that was Wind Calls the Heart season 8, aww. And your show has been the balm my soul needed. What do you have to look forward to in season 8? Way too many storylines packed in, stories and themes that are dropped abruptly, and writing that doesn't make sense. So it sounds like par for the course. Also, fair warning, you like her now, but Faith gets blah, and Elizabeth is the new Hattie.
Oh. Hattie. Demon Hattie.
Demon Hattie. That's the wig?
Oh, that's not great.
It's okay. Great.
Elizabeth
is the new Hattie.
The new demon?
Yeah.
I believe that when I see it. There are some sweet moments, but I think the wait what's are going to be gold. Please don't stop reviewing Wind Calls the Heart. Those are my fave podcast episodes. If you have to, you could skip to season 6 to 8, then go back later. Season 6 and 7 are my favorite. But anyway, thanks so much for giving us all something funny to listen to each and every day. You make work and, to be honest, life so much more enjoyable. Much love, wow. Megan Kozer.
That's a Megan. Thank that's you. A real life Hardy who likes our show.
That's unreal.
Say what you will.
I I just never thought I'd see the dove.
That's gotta be one of the best emails we've ever got.
That's true, so encouraging. A tried and true Hardy.
What's the deal with cheese sticks?
I love
put them in a microwave 9 seconds, no problem.
She gets it though. I love that recommendation though. I mean, you better believe I'm gonna try a hot stick when I get home.
I like $5 footlongs. I could eat them all day long. They're tasty. Subway, my way. All day long.
Hit it, Rig. Hit it.
Oh, yeah, new M. Gonna help out. Don't you need a friend? Gonna come in real hot for you. Check it out now. George Foreman, 4-for-2.
Tracy. Hey, everybody. What's up? Cut the beat off. Ha, ha, ha. Don't need that. I'm a rapper. True, true. Everybody knows me. Trace, who are you? I'm the OG.
We'll be back tomorrow with
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
What is that called?
I'm not ready for Christmas.
I'm not ready for Christmas.
What's the song?
I'm not ready for Christmas. No.
Nothing but me. Hats off to Christmas.
It's going to be a real good time.
You're going back tomorrow into the Christmas. Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.